This was the scene outside the Stanley Mosque Courthouse in Los Angeles a few weeks ago. Supporters of pop star Britney Spears in her fight against her conservatorship held pink signs, waved flags, and marched under the banner Free Britney. They say initially they weren't taken seriously, but as NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, they plan on sticking around.
It used to be that when Leanne Simmons told people about her Free Britney activism, they'd laugh.
A lot of friends and family thought, oh, Leanne, grow up. You're not 9 years old anymore. Why are you so, you know, in love with Britney Spears? So I was a little embarrassed.
She'd find solace online on message boards and among friends on social media. But as she found out more about Britney Spears' case, disability rights activism, and conservatorship abuse,
I decided I'm just going to go in, and if people want to make fun of me, I don't care because I'm fighting for what's right.
These days, Simmons is at real-life rallies, pulling and reading court documents, attending hearings, and doing the hard work of grassroots organizing. And she's just one of a growing global movement. Pilar Vigneault lives in Chile, and she wasn't even a super hardcore Britney Spears fan. But she came across some Free Britney content on Instagram one day.
Then I started reading and educating myself, and I don't know, it was something in me that I couldn't stay away from what was going on.
She's a communications professional in her day job, so she emailed the prominent activist account Free Britney LA and volunteered to help them send out press releases. The co-founder of that account, Kevin Wu, says that they used to be dismissed as conspiracy theorists, but after the New York Times and FX documentary framing Britney Spears, as well as Spears' own public testimony detailing her life under the conservatorship, people realized Free Britney was for real.
You know, it was frustrating that it took as long as it did, but it does feel vindicating that the movement and our concerns are finally being taken seriously.
While many activists are lifelong Britney Spears fans, what really pushed them into doing something was an episode of the podcast Britney's Gram, where an anonymous tipster gave some details about the conservatorship.
And we got this voicemail, and I feel like we should just play it, and then we'll discuss.
Yeah, here we go.
Hi there. I cannot disclose who I am.
I noticed we had, you know, in our voicemail inbox, one that was like longer than the rest of them. So I hit play and got goosebumps and went out to my husband who was watching SportsCenter and was like, you're never going to believe what I just heard. And then texted Babs right away.
That's Tess Barker, who, along with Babs Gray, co-hosted what was originally a more jokey and irreverent podcast. They've got a new podcast now called Toxic, The Britney Spears Story, which is a more seriously reported deep dive into Spears' conservatorship. But working on that took them off the front lines for a bit. Here's Gray.
We're just really grateful for the people who took it seriously and took on Free Britney as a part of a cause, because I feel like they really helped keep the momentum going when we were like busy working on this. I'm grateful, even though it is very surreal to think about.
Rick Black is director of the Center for Estate Administration Reform, which advocates for victims of predatory guardianships. And he says activism is among the hardest things he's had to do. And when he got in touch with Free Britney supporters,
I was so impressed with their maturity, their understanding, their tolerance of the diversity within their own group.
People of all identities, of different professional backgrounds, working towards a goal. And it's bigger than just Britney. Just last week, lawmakers proposed a bill addressing guardianship concerns and called it the Free Act. Here's Kevin Wu again.
I think there's a lot of work to be done to fix things. And the attention that this movement has brought is going to help move the needle in that direction.
Free Britney has faced some internal conflicts, infighting, differences of opinion, people trying to co-opt the movement. But that's just a sign of how much Free Britney has grown. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.